here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Oh, here we are again. Every Wednesday, just after 11, we give you a chance to prove that you are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. You have the smarts. And you can be the first caller in at 1-877-332-8255. Don't forget, not only do you have to know the answer to the question, you have to call in and be the first to give us the answer. And yes, you have to play by phone. We don't take texts for the answer. It's got to be a phone call. But other than that, the only other rule is we ask that you haven't won in 2025. So if you haven't yet been crowned a champ in 2025, then this is open to you. And, by the way, winner gets, among bragging rights and other things, you get Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt from our friends at Little Town Apparel. And last week, that person was none other than Sherry Cameron, who's joining us this morning from Warman. Sherry, thanks so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
How's the last week been? You're reigning champ. How's it feel?
Pretty good.
Now, last week you painted the picture that this is a weekly get together, you and a friend. Is that right?
Well, yes, me and she's also my friend. She's my client, but
yes. Okay, and so you put your heads. And now, is it just literally the two of you put your heads together, or have you got phones out? Are you Googling, or what's your strategy?
Well, we put our heads together, and yes, I have my phone out, and I'm Googling.
But last week, you didn't Google to win, didn't you? Knew that.
No, I Googled it.
Oh, did you? See, you could have pulled the wool over my eyes, Sherry. You could have been on it. So the question last week, there are more than 171,000 of these in use at last count, and you knew the answer was...
Words in the English language.
That's right. Words in the Oxford English Dictionary was exactly what we were looking for. There's actually more than that. There's probably close to a million, but what these are commonly used words, right. Even though the average adult apparently uses somewhere around 30 or 40,000 right. in yep, their yep. vocabulary. Well, Sherry, congrats on being the reigning champ, and that means that you have the dubious distinction of giving us today's question. Have you got the question for us?
I have it right here.
All right, let's hear. What is today's Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener question?
This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with the younger generation.
This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations.
Yes.
Good work, Sherry. Thank you so much. Congrats on the win. Enjoy the t-shirt, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, and good luck, everyone.
Sherry Cameron from Warman, our reigning champ, and she threw it out. Here it is, today's question. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. Is that a tricky one? Is it an easy one? Scott will tell me from Swift Current. What do you think? Have you got my answer?
No,
it's a challenge today, isn't it?
It is.
Read the question again. This practice. Go ahead.
I'm going to say vaping.
Vaping. Okay, good guess. A good way to start us off. No, that's not the answer, but thank you for starting us off. The question today is this. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. We're going to stay in Swift Current. Glenn is our next caller. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I have no idea. That is crazy.
It is a weird one, I know.
I'm going to go with acupuncture.
Hey, that's not a bad guess at all. I love it. Thank you for giving us something off the cuff that actually makes sense. It's not the right answer, so no, it's not acupuncture. But that's a good guess for being put on the spot, Glenn. 1-877-332-8255. Do you know the answer to the question? Are you Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener? We'll go to Darren in Saskatoon. The question, Darren, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. What do you think?
Is it mummification?
No, not mummification, but would make sense given the Egypt connection. But no, that's not what it is. Something much less dark than mummification. 1-877-332-8255. Our Swift Current listeners are coming in hot and heavy today. I got Brad now from Swift Current. Brad, do you know the answer?
Good day. Well, I was going to take Scott's answer about vaping, but since that's gone,
okay.
I'm going to say raving.
Raving. Okay. Another good answer, but no, it's not raving. Okay. The question today, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. It's not vaping. It's not acupuncture. It's not mummification. It's not raving. What is it, Dave and Craven?
Well, let's give a shot of, how about bloodletting or drawing blood?
Oh, boy, we're going down a rabbit hole today, aren't we? Bloodletting? No, not bloodletting. I mean, I have to say, all of these answers are you can reason your way through them, although I don't know if bloodletting is catching on with younger generations today or not, but 1-877-332-8255. St. Louis, Saskatchewan. Karen is on the line. Karen, the question is this. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations.
Hi, my guess is tattoo.
Tattoo is not right, but I'm going to say that's getting closer. So good guess. Tattoo is a good guess. It's not right, but I think I can safely say it's getting us a little bit closer. 1-877-332-8255. Bill in Saskatoon, have you got my answer?
Is it calligraphy?
Calligraphy is another good guess. No, it's not. It's not calligraphy. But in a way, and I hope I'm not sending you on a wild goose chase by saying this, but in a way, whether it's tattooing, calligraphy, we are moving into the right direction. We're getting closer to the answer. Let's put it that way. 1-877-332-8255. We're honing in on the answer today, and I'm going to go to Mason and Belgoni next. Mason, the question is this. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. What do you think?
Is it hieroglyphs and now texting with emojis?
Okay, there. I like that. I like where you're going. Good guess. Solid guess, but no. Going from hieroglyphs to emojis in texting, that is a good guess, but not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. I have a feeling we're going to get there. I have a feeling maybe it's going to be Maggie in Regina that gets us there. Maggie, thanks for calling in. Have you got the answer to today's question?
Maybe. Is it the board game Senate?
No, not. I'm just going to say generally it's not a board game of any kind, but thanks for guessing and thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Scott in Saskatoon. And what have you got for me?
Is it the way they're doing their eye makeup?
So makeup or eye makeup. Okay, good guess. And I can see where you're going with that. You're picturing Cleopatra and then thinking about some of the stuff you're seeing online, and I can see where you're going. But no, that's not the answer. Not makeup. 1-877-332-8255. So the question is, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations, which is true. It's becoming popular with younger generations, but there are still people of all ages that continue to do this. It's not vaping, it's not acupuncture, it's not mummification, it's not raving, bloodletting, tattooing, calligraphy, hieroglyphs, texting, board games. It's none of those things. It does have to do with what some would call a hobby. So I would say it is a hobby for people. 1-877-332-8255. Does that help you, Jerry, in Stockholm? Does that get you where you need to go?
No, I was having tattoo, but that's...
Yeah, tattoo, I said tattoo was a good guess because it's kind of getting a little bit closer to where we got to get to. But have you got anything for me on this one?
Stone etching.
Stone etching. Well, I mean, that's a hobby. And it's decorative. which is another hint that I'm giving. But no, it's not stone etching. 1-877-332-8255. Where are we going to go next? Let's go to Brandon. Have you got my answer?
I'm hoping so. Is it baking?
Say that again.
Baking? Like
baking. No, it's not baking, but that's good stab at it for sure. Baking? Because baking is a hobby, and I said this would be considered a hobby for some. 1-877-332-8255 would be considered a hobby, would be considered a craft for some. Chance, who's it behind the glass, the tech producer today, gave me an eyebrow raise thinking, well, that's a pretty big hint. Okay, today's question. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. Alana in Edenwald, do you know?
Well, I hope so, Evan. Is it fermentation?
Good guess, because that is making a resurgence, fermentation. But no, it's not that. 1-877-332-8255. So I said it's would be seen as a hobby. I also threw out a hint that it could be seen as decorative. Let's go to Lynn in Prince Albert. Lynn, have you got my answer?
My guess is piercing.
Piercing? Okay, no, it's not piercing, but, well, let's just say no, it's not piercing. I'm not going to try and give some kind of obscure hint from that. It's not piercing. 1-877-332-8255. It's a hobby, it's decorative, and the question is, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. One more guess before the break. Glenn, could you get us there? Could you get us over the finish line? What do you think?
How about pottery?
Pottery, no, but good guess. Okay, we are getting close now. I know we're getting close. It's not pottery. We'll take a break. Again, the question is, this practice began in ancient Egypt, has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. It would be considered a hobby. It's decorative in nature. What is it? We take a break. We come back and hopefully crown our champion here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. I just did a quick check of the text line, and a couple of people have it right on the text line. You can't win by texting in, but it's usually I use it as a barometer that we're getting close. The question today, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. I said it's a hobby. I said it's decorative. We have had a ton of guesses, and there's been some good ones, but we haven't got it yet. Rylan has been waiting the longest from Saskatoon. What do you think?
Is it painting nails?
No, not painting nails, but good guess, and thanks for getting us back into the swing of things. We go to Joanne in Saskatoon. What do you think?
Henna dyeing of your skin.
Henna dyeing of your skin. That makes good sense. That probably does date back hundreds of years. But no, it's not henna. It's not dyeing of your skin. But we're getting close. We're getting close. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going here. We'll go to Kim in Saskatoon. Do you think you have the answer, Kim?
Yes, I'm hoping so. Painting on glass.
Oh, no, it's not. But gosh, we are getting closer. We're talking hobby. It's decorative in nature. This practice began in ancient Egypt, has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. I have faith we're going to get there. In fact, something tells me. Kristen, in Pence, can you get us there, Kirsten?
I was thinking, is it pottery?
No, we've had pottery? That guess already. Oh. We've had, yes, but it's not pottery. What okay. The heck are we looking for? Travis and Warman, do you know?
Does it have to do with papyrus?
No, that does not, but thank you for guessing. 1-877-332-8255. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. It's a hobby. It's decorative. And back then, it was used to decorate furniture. What is it? Let's go to Tim in Saskatoon. What do you think, Tim?
I'm guessing tie-dye.
No, not tie-dye, but good guess. Ian in Saskatoon, do you know?
Well, you just threw me with that last one because that makes me think of gilding. But I'm going to go with like making jewelry and masks and amulets and stuff.
Okay,
like
yeah, I get where you're going, but no, that's not it. Okay, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you the hint of all hints here. This practice began in ancient Egypt, has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. It's a hobby. It's decorative. It was used years ago to decorate furniture and clothing. This has got to get you there. Got to get you there. 1-877-332-8255. Leighton in Pike Lake. What do you say?
Oh, that last clue kind of threw me off. Bedazzling?
Yeah, hey, good guess. Good guess. I figured someone would guess that. That's not it. Let's go to Kelsey in Regina.
Okay, so that last hint kind of threw me off. I'm going to go with mine anyways. I'm going to say jigsaw puzzles.
No, not jigsaw puzzles. Let's go to Lloyd in Spalding. What do you think, Lloyd?
I was going to say body painting or body art.
No. Oh, boy, I thought this would be easier with those hints. Maurice in Regina, have you got my answer?
I'm going to go with spray painting, tagging.
No, not spray painting. Dave and Craven, have you got the answer?
Let's try tie-dyeing.
No, we actually had that guess earlier. It's not tie-dyeing. We got to get there. Someone's got to get. We got 2 minutes left. Dawn in Regina, can you save me? Can you give me the right answer?
I think it's embroidery.
Oh, no, so close. Oh. So close. This is a form of embroidery, but it's, I don't think I can give it for embroidery. 1-877-332-8255. Oh my gosh, we're so close. Colleen in Saskatoon, what do you say?
I was going to say folk art painting.
No, not folk art painting. Gosh, we got to get an answer. Tom in Regina, do you know?
Silk screening.
No, not silk screening. Mark and Prince Albert, have you got my answer?
Is it needlepoint?
It is needlepoint. Oh, man. With 30 seconds to spare, Mark, you did it. I don't know, but I'm going to guess you have never done needlepoint.
I have not.
No.
But I'm aware of it.
Yes, I have. I have a couple of, my grandma used to do it. I actually know a few people that do it, and I do have a couple of friends of mine whose daughters are into needlepoint. So it is making a bit of a resurgence. Mark, what's your last name?
It's Rybka. It's R-Y-B-K-A.
Good stuff. And you're calling in from PA. What keeps you busy in PA?
Right now I'm doing some courier work.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Mark, listen, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your persistence in getting through, and I surely appreciate you getting the right answer. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Mark, we're going to get you to hang on the line. We've got to get some information from you so we can send your T-shirt out, and I knew we could do it, Chance. I knew we could get a winner. This practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. Needlepoint is the answer. Thank you, Mark Rybka in PA, for getting through with today's winning answer. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks for listening. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. How about Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener? Thank goodness for Mark Rybka from PA, because it was looking like we were going to be having to go into another segment. We couldn't get anyone with the right answer. The question this morning, this practice began in ancient Egypt and has recently seen a resurgence with younger generations. I'm guessing with the help of a few of our hints, Mark knew the answer was needlepoint. So congratulations to him. Needlepoint originated with the ancient Egyptians. They used it for clothing and they used it to decorate upholstery back in the 17th century. Now Fashion is bringing needlepoint back in again, and it's making a bit of a resurgence as a hobby, even among the younger generation. So congrats again to Mark, and your next chance to play along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener comes up next Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Well, we talked a bit about this on Monday, and we have been every day this week. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. This week, actually, a pretty important week for that as well. Focused on providing discussions around mental health and awareness when it comes to everyone in society. My next guest, though, really focuses on veterans, military, first responder veterans, public safety personnel. He is part of OSI CAN. In fact, he's a director for OSI CAN. He's a veteran himself, and it's Julius Brown who is joining me in studio. Julius, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, good to have
you. Where is you a veteran where? Give me a little bit of your history.
I'm a veteran of the United States.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Vietnam-era veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I moved to Canada here 12 years ago, and I became a citizen a year and a half ago.
Congratulations on that. What brought you to Canada?
Well, they say usually love or money, and I met this beautiful, wonderful Saskatchewan woman.
Nice.
In North Dakota, and so, the rest was history.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're happy to have you here, and I can say that I've been able to see the benefit and the positive work that Julius and the team at OSI CAN do, because back in my former job, you and I had the opportunity. I know you came out and talked to us, I think, at Chiefs meetings one time. Yes. You've been doing this for a while, 10 years or so, is that correct?
Just about 10 years.
So if you were to give someone the Reader's Digest version of what OSI CAN, OSI, I'm guessing, occupational stress injury? Is that what it stands
for? That's
correct. Okay, so OSI CAN, what is it all about?
Well, OSI CAN is a program, as you mentioned before, that was created in 2016 to provide mental health support to veterans and all public safety personnel. The core of our program is peer support.
Mm-hmm.
So we started by placing several peer support groups throughout the province, particularly where our rural communities exist, because mm-hmm. that's where the least amount of mental health support exists. And in doing so, setting this up with facilitators that are trained and has lived experience.
Right. And I mean, that lived experience is pretty important. The one thing, I mean, there's multiple things about your program that I think are absolutely outstanding, but I love the fact that this doesn't stop the moment you retire. In fact, this is really geared to current working frontline emergency personnel, but this is geared to veterans and retired members as well.
Absolutely. That was another focal point of what we were doing. We wanted to create a program that supported currently serving and former members mm-hmm. of these great organizations. We found that there wasn't a lot of support, and more so, there were a lot of former first responders and veterans that did not realize that support was available to them, although they were no longer still with the organization.
Right. So you talked about one opportunity is peer support. So that's where they're partnered up with, and could it be phone conversations? Is it in person? What does peer support look like through OSI CAN?
Well, OSI CAN established community peer support. We found that was the best way to set it up for our rural communities,
mm-hmm.
Because being in person allows an individual to start to kind of open up themselves to a more of a social atmosphere with individuals that they have something in common with,
you know,
and there's confidentiality involved as well. So it's a nice, safe place for them to come meet. In addition to that, we have our virtual support group where we have individuals meet online.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if an individual went to our website went to the programs page and then to peer support, you will see a list of the different communities that we support. Currently, it's about 13 within the province of Saskatchewan.
That is outstanding. Do you have a sense? I know there is complete anonymity with it, but do you have a sense of the number of people that use the service OSI CAN provides in the province?
Yes. Last year, directly, we supported about 849 individuals.
That's outstanding.
By extension, I would say we supported an additional 2,000 because that involves family members, etc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do people reach out voluntarily for this, or is it that they get someone references them or says, you know, recommends to them that they join if they know they're struggling? How do you find new members come forward and put their hand up and say they want to learn a little bit more about what your organization is all about?
You know, there's various ways that individuals find out who we are and are directed to us. One is referral, as you mentioned. They may go to a physician, a clinician, and they will say, you know, have you heard of OSICAN? And they'll come to us like that. Strangely enough, and maybe this is not so strange, some individuals have been referred to us by their spouses, you know, which is great because it shows that, you know, the family is engaged in this mental health.
Which is so important. I'm sure you've found through your journey and the work that you do here, family support, I'm guessing, is number one.
Absolutely. Family support is number one. You know, when an individual is dealing with the symptoms of an OSI, it's just like any other illness or injury that an individual has. It affects the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone's going through this recovery continuum, the entire family needs to be involved because they need support as well.
Right. Julius Brown is my guest, OSICAN director working in Saskatchewan, a veteran himself, and really talking about the benefits of OSICAN, the work they provide, free, confidential, community-based mental wellness support for veterans, for first responders, for community-based wellness personnel. I would say generally there's a wide scope of people. Is there a cost involved? Where I'm going to get to is how are you funded? But if people want to use this service, does it have a cost attached to it?
No, there isn't. But for the most part, I would say. When this program was set up, it was set up so that we could remove any barriers to getting help. And removing costs was a big part of that.
Sure.
So with all the funding that we received, we utilize it to pay for the different programs and support them financially so that when someone needs help, they can come to us and receive the help they need free of charge.
So then how are you funded? Because obviously it takes money to run programs. You've got a great website. There's directors. You're in Saskatchewan, but there's, I know, directors throughout Canada that are doing this great work. Where does the money come from?
Well, OSICAN here in Saskatchewan is a program of the Canadian Mental Health Association, which is a charitable organization. Now, that being said, the Canadian Mental Health Association Saskatchewan Division is not funded by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some programs that have received grants from the government. But OSICAN itself, our funding comes from fundraising and donations primarily. We do have a few grants that come in to support the individual programs. But it takes a lot more than that, you know, to keep everything going and keeping it free of charge.
Well, maybe this is a good time to talk about what you've got coming up this weekend, because you've got a great fundraiser happening this weekend. Laughter Begins Recovery, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So this is featuring comedy.
Absolutely. You know, it's our second year, actually, because we had it last year, and that was our inaugural event. It's called Laughter Begins Recovery, as you mentioned. It's on May 10th,
Saturday.
Coming Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's in association with the Connexus Arts Center. We have, as a headliner, we have Big Daddy Taz.
He's been on this show before. We had Big Daddy Taz. He is great. He not only is he a funny dude, like he's one of those guys, even when you're talking to him, he's funny. You know, right. You expect like, okay, are you a comedian on the stage or are you just naturally? He is funny in person, but boy, what an advocate for mental health as well. And I'm guessing that's why you've got him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's very transparent about his mental health challenges and he's incorporated it into his comedy show, you know, which helps everyone to become more relaxed about seeking mental health and creating this help-seeking society that we're all looking for.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that I found out that's interesting about Big Daddy Taz is that he was born and raised right here in Saskatchewan,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Yeah, he's Manitoba now, right?
He lives in Manitoba now. And then our our starting comic, his name is Sean Cutham,
mm-hmm.
who is also from Saskatchewan himself. He's a great Indigenous comic.
Oh, I love it.
Comedian. And come out, enjoy some laughs with us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. These two will be outstanding. And the cause obviously is great. Still tickets available if people want to come to the Connexus Arts Center on Saturday?
Yes, lots and lots of tickets available. We have so many seats that we're still trying to fill. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to the Connexus Arts Center's website, which is ConnexusArtsCenter.ca. Or you can go to our website to the events page and look up Laughter Begins Recovery.
Right.
We also have a spot open still for a platinum sponsor.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're listening.
Someone wants to step up. I mean, the cause is so great. Julius Brown is my guest. He's the director in Saskatchewan with OSI Can. And this organization, I've seen the benefit of their work. I've had friends of mine who have benefited from the work that OSI Can does. They really focus on providing free, confidential, community-based wellness support, mental health wellness support for veterans. So former military, first responders, both active and retired, public safety personnel in general. This is the place to be on Saturday night, Julius. It's going to be a great event.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm looking forward to it. And if I might add, the core of our program is peer support, but we also provide other services as well. One is financial support for the acquisition of service dogs, family support. We have a equine or horse-assisted learning program where we partner with ranchers around the province to deliver one-hour sessions once a week. We also have a Healing with Horses Reset event that we put on annually. Now, for this is our sixth year. It's a one-day event where veterans and public safety personnel can come out and learn some skills in dealing with high-stress situations affecting their lives both in and off-duty.
Right. I love it. Your webpage does a great job of highlighting the work that that your team offers through OSI Can. And I always suggest you can even just Google OSI-Can and it'll come up. You'll find it. The Saskatchewan branch, Julius Brown is my guest. He's the director in the province. Thanks for coming in. Good luck with Laughter Begins Recovery on Saturday night at Connexus. Big Daddy Taz is going to be outstanding. I can tell you right now, you're going to love him. And I hope you'll come back and visit us again soon, Julius.
I'd love to.
Good stuff. Julius Brown, and thanks again to the team at OSI Can here during Mental Health Awareness Month. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Oiler fans are happy this morning. Oilers beat the Golden Knights 4-2 last night. So, thanks to the late third period goal from Zach Hyman, the Oilers are now taking a 1-0 lead in that series. Hurricanes beat the Caps in OT too, which is interesting to see. Hurricanes up 1-0 there. The Leafs, who are already up 1-0, play tonight against the Panthers, and the Jets have their first game in round two. Their series with the Stars starts tonight as well. The Green Zone will continue to follow that. The Green Zone yesterday, great interview with Trevor Harris, the starting quarterback for the Saskatchewan Roughriders, just ahead of training camp, which fires up. In fact, the rookie camp fires up today. The main training camp will be next week in Saskatoon. But Trevor Harris, always a great guest on the Green Zone, but they talked about the importance of continuity. Trevor talked about while he was on there, they had a good squad last year. They're looking to improve on that this year.
Bring back the core of who we are and pick and choose places and pieces around the league to kind of add to what we're doing. It really does. It really should get you excited. This group's been together for 1 year and, you know, keeping the guys together along with, you know, working together for another year, we can kind of kick off where we left off last year and really take this thing to another level.
Check out that whole interview on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Check out the Green Zone and their chat with Trevor Harris that happened yesterday afternoon. Pierre Poilievre did a quick chat with the media yesterday before meeting with the Conservative caucus, and his message was, didn't get to where we wanted to on the election. It's time to get back to work.
Back to work at caucus today after the most recent election. Obviously, we didn't come out on top, and that's disappointing. But there is a lot to be thankful for. We've massively expanded our party, 2.3 million votes, 25 more seats, big gains in Ontario, British Columbia, some more modest gains in Quebec. But there's more to do. We have to enlarge our team, grow our support, build on our caucus strengths. I'll be thanking them for their hard work, thanking our volunteers, our activists, our team. Obviously, very thankful to the people of Carleton for the 2 decades I had the privilege of serving them.
So Pierre Poilievre stays in as leader, and they talk about this in the caucus meeting yesterday. The other thing they talked about was basically and ultimately did was vote to adopt the Reform Act, a piece of legislation that, among other things, allows them to launch a leadership review. It's the mechanism that they used back in 22 to remove then-leader Aaron O'Toole after he failed to win the 2021 election. So despite the fact that they're keeping the Reform Act, they've voted to adopt it, doesn't indicate anything with Polyev. They're happy to stay with him. He, though, has to win the by-election to get back in. In the meantime, Andrew Scheer, who we know quite well from this province, has been on this show many times, has been shoulder tapped to take the lead role in caucus until Pierre Polyev is back in the House. Well, yesterday we listened to the exchange between Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump. Kelly Malone was there, the Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. Kelly joined us off the start this morning to talk about her observations in the Oval Office. She was there in person yesterday. We'll revisit that conversation coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.